Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The passage that we read today from Ezekiel is just part of a vision that God brings to him. And in this small portion, God uses an image of a tree, a sprig, to declare the coming of the Messiah. And he tells Ezekiel that Christ will come and rebuild his kingdom that he brought to judgment. He'll come from Israel, start small, but his kingdom will grow and cover the earth. And what's striking about this passage is how the bookends of it declare the power and the might of God. Thus says the Lord. That's how it begins. It's like lightning in a storm. It prepares the earth for the force of this impending thunderous voice. And all creation trembles because it knows the voice of God. And the voice speaks. It says, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and will set it out. I will break off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel I will plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. In the shade of its branches, birds of every sort will nest. And all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree and make high the low tree, dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. There's no ambiguity in his words. There's no uncertainty in his declaration. He has spoken. He will send the Messiah, and his kingdom he will rebuild. This we can be assured of. And as if there was doubt across all of his creation, as if there were any who could question the abilities of God, who could dismiss the power and the might of his voice. The last sentence in this passage strikes like lightning. I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it. Now, to those who deny the existence of God, these words bring fear. They bring anxiety. For whom they have dismissed as imaginary has been made known, and his power has been made known, and his judgment has been proclaimed. I will bring low the high tree and make high the low tree, he says. See, to those who deny the existence of God, they tremble at his voice. But for those who know God, for those who place their trust in Him, His promise provides comfort, and His thunderous voice brings peace. I am the Lord, He says at the end of this passage. And that brings comfort. It says that he is not just the Creator God, but an active God throughout all His creation. It says that there is a connection between heaven and earth, between Him and everything He has created. It says that He personally sustains all things. He calls Himself Lord because He actively exercises His power and His authority over everything. I myself will take a sprig from the lofty cedar and will set it out, He says in verse 22. I will send my Son to you. That is an active statement from an active God. While the world may tremble at the thoughts of an active God, His church finds comfort and peace. The people of His church find comfort and peace. Are you burdened with sin? Are you the tree that grows high, knowing that you should instead make yourself low? Come to the altar, the active Lord, and receive the forgiveness that He offers. He can do that because He is the Lord. But He doesn't just say, I am the Lord. He also says, and I have spoken. His words create. His words do more. For those who continue to rebel against God, His words bring about destruction. Jeremiah writes, you who have forsaken me, declares the Lord, you keep going backward, so I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am tired of relenting. See, woe to those who stand against the Lord. But to those who worship Him, His words are like honey to our lips. The tree that Ezekiel speaks about, Christ, is planted in a world that is corrupted by sin. A land where trees grow high in an attempt to overshadow the tree of God. A land where the words written on the hearts of every human creature are rejected by many. And where the will of man is active and in active conflict with the will of God. But it's also a land where God's people live. They live in constant battle with the forces of this evil. God's people, they call out to Him for even more than just the creative and destructive power of His words. They call out to Him for assurance and strength. They call out for protection from all that assails them. And in the passages and in the pages of Scripture, He answers. The psalmist writes, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. For you who are wounded by the attacks of doubt and uncertainty, He speaks. through the pages of Scripture. He whispers into your hearts, "You have my words of assurance. You are loved by me. You are protected by me." Even when the world despises and rejects you, "I will always love you," he says. "I've planted my sprig. I have sent my son to take upon himself your sins. He has carried them to the cross. He has paid the price. And he has done it all for you. You are my child, adopted into my family," he says. "Come to me and you will find rest. Come to me and you will find love. For I am the Lord and I have spoken." Are these words not enough for us? "For I am the Lord, I have spoken." What more could we want from him? What more could we think we lack? But in our sinful condition, we do. We look across his creation and we still wonder if he has the power and if he has the will to answer our prayers. And he knows this. And so he speaks also, "And I will do it." What sweet words, what comfort they bring. In our prayers, we ask, and he answers. He hears every word that you speak. He listens to every petition. He does not discard a single one, but he replies. Every ask, he answers. By bringing wisdom to your thoughts or people to your lives. And though it may not be the answer that you want, you know that he is your God, your Lord. He is active in your life and he has spoken. And we can trust that what he speaks out of love and compassion for you. And so you accept what he offers and know that it is for your own good. So this morning, we hear him speak. From this passage of Scripture, we hear his voice and we find power. We find authority. We find might. But we also find comfort and peace and love. Where do you need to hear his voice in your life? Where do you need him to say, "For I am the Lord, I have spoken, and I will do it"? Please pray with me. "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord, With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Amen.